I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
So Kristen tried to be a good Samaritan yesterday?
I did. And I've never been in a position like this, or maybe I have, but now I just act differently. So I had a choice. Either I do something or I just drive past and I don't do anything. And I actually decided to park my car in the middle of the road, get out, and check on a passenger of another car. So for my Atlanta natives, I was coming up Lenox, and you know at a point it splits, so you can either take a right onto Peachtree or a left onto Peachtree. Uh-huh. So either you're going to go to Lenox Mall or you're going to go to Phipps Mall, right? So I skirt over left because I'm taking a left onto Peachtree, and I'm in the left lane. There's two lanes to turn left, and I'm behind a car. The light turns green, and we're sitting there. I do my polite three count. I go one, two, three, and the car in front of me is not moving. So I do a little... like a little light tap.
Move, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still not moving. Still not moving. Still not moving. Now the light has turned yellow. Now the light has turned red. So I miss a freaking light.
Okay.
And I'm in my, like, doing, like, my road rage. And I'm like, you.
Like, so now based on where you are.
Yes.
Right. Because that intersection, what you're talking about right there, at some point, there's a lot of tension in that intersection.
Because people don't know what the hell they're doing.
Mm. Well, yeah, that, but there's also, you know, there have been people on the side of the road selling things that have been a scam for a while. They were getting really aggressive. Mm-hmm. So based on where you are, I don't know that I would have gotten out of my car.
None of that crossed my mind.
Okay.
I didn't have any sense of fear whatsoever.
All right.
So because I'm an a-hole and I ride people. Ride people's bumpers.
Thank you for finishing that.
No. Because I ride people's bumpers.
You tailgate all the time.
I do. So I had to back up so I could go around because the car is still, and we're not at the front of the light, right? Like there was a good four or five cars in front of us that made the light and we're still sitting here. So we're like a little ways back. There's nobody behind me, thank goodness. So I back up and I'm starting to go around and normally I would have went like, you know, and like just floored it to the front of the light. But I pull up and I'm slowly and I'm checking out the person, not to mean mug them, but to see what's going on. And I see this man sitting in the driver's seat with his head slumped down. And I was like, and that, you have like that split second. Do I do something or do I just ignore and just go to the light? And I was like, something was off, mm-hmm. right? So I park my car in the middle of the road. So now we're blocking both lanes. I get out of my car. I go over to the passenger window and I'm like, and I tap on the window and he doesn't budge. So he again, I'm like, I'm observing what's going on in the car. And so he's sitting in the seat, his head is slumped down and his hands are open and he's holding his cell phone like in one hand, but his hands, like he's not gripping anything. You can tell like he's out, right? And I'm like, oh my God, like I'm going to have to like break into this car. I'm going to have to call something like, so I bang on the window a little harder. He fell asleep.
He just fell asleep.
He fell asleep. And so he
was just tired, or he's got a condition?
I have no idea.
I guess he didn't ask.
No. Because he just kind of woke up and he looked at me, and I kind of waved at him and I pointed at the light, and he was like, and so then he goes up to the front, and I get back in my car and I go up to the front, and he had rolled his window down and I rolled my window down, and he looks at me and he puts his hands on the side of his cheeks like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. And then I was like, go home and get some rest.
You know, I think there was a time in the country where you wouldn't even think twice about it. But I got to be honest with you. Based on what you said, I probably would have gone down the road then called 911. I wouldn't have been as proactive as you are. Just because you just don't know if it's a scam or not anymore.
I felt because it was such a public, it wasn't at night. It was like the middle of the day. We're talking like it was like 1:30 p.m. There's tons of people there. And in that moment, I was like, I need to check on this dude and make sure he's okay. And yeah, he just fell asleep.
That's for sure. He appreciated it.
He's probably mad, man. I'm in deep sleep here.
Finally getting some sleep.
You got to mess it all up.
My bad.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.